Escuelas Oficiales de Idiomas de la Comunidad Autónoma de Canarias. Pruebas de certificación de nivel básico A2 de inglés. Convocatoria ordinaria de 2023 para la población escolar. Prueba de comprensión de textos orales. Esta prueba consta de dos tareas. Escuchará cada grabación dos veces. Escuche y lea las instrucciones al principio de cada tarea y realícela según se indica. Las respuestas escritas a lápiz o en tinta roja no se calificarán. No está permitido el uso del diccionario. El uso de cualquier dispositivo electrónico queda prohibido durante toda la prueba. El móvil tendrá que permanecer apagado y guardado. Atención, no escriba en los recuadros sombreados. Son espacios reservados para la calificación de las tareas.
Task 1. Listen to Pete talking about what jobs his family members do. Match the family members, 1 to 5, to the corresponding jobs, A to H. There are two jobs you do not need. Write your answers in the table provided. Family member 0 is an example. You have 1 minute to read the task.
Grandad Alan was a very good doctor, and he inspired the rest of the family. He always says that if you love what you do, you become the best in what you do. He's now retired, but people around town have a lot of respect for Grandad because he helped a lot of people. Uncle Robert was a very good student. He went to the University of Bristol because he wanted to become a doctor, like Grandad. But after 2 years at university, he didn't feel that was the right profession for him. He's always had a special love of dogs, so he decided to become a vet and look after pets. He works in an animal health centre in Bristol now. My mum is Uncle Robert's younger sister. Mum has always loved music. She plays the guitar and sings whenever she meets with her friends. They all have a special passion for music, but Mum is a teacher by profession. She teaches music in a primary school in Bristol. Mum met Dad when he was building Grandad's house. My granddad had a very old country home, and Dad, at the time, was a young and very enthusiastic architect with a lot of imagination. Dad made a great house plan, and he changed the old country house completely. My mum fell in love with him, and with his imagination, I think. Uncle Tom and his wife Betty met in Bristol Royal Hospital for Children. Uncle Tom loves helping people, and he's a children's nurse. He's kind and sociable. He's got the perfect qualities to look after children. That's what Aunt Betty loves about him. Aunt Betty plays the violin in a band, and she gave a concert in the children's hospital, and they fell in love. Aunt Betty and Uncle Tom make a beautiful couple.
Now listen again.
Grandad Alan was a very good doctor, and he inspired the rest of the family. He always says that if you love what you do, you become the best in what you do. He's now retired, but people around town have a lot of respect for Grandad because he helped a lot of people. Uncle Robert was a very good student. He went to the University of Bristol because he wanted to become a doctor, like Grandad. But after 2 years at university, he didn't feel that was the right profession for him. He's always had a special love of dogs, so he decided to become a vet and look after pets. He works in an animal health centre in Bristol now. My mum is Uncle Robert's younger sister. Mum has always loved music. She plays the guitar and sings whenever she meets with her friends. They all have a special passion for music, but Mum is a teacher by profession. She teaches music in a primary school in Bristol. Mum met Dad when he was building Grandad's house. My granddad had a very old country home, and Dad at the time was a young and very enthusiastic architect with a lot of imagination. Dad made a great house plan and he changed the old country house completely. My mum fell in love with him and with his imagination, I think. Uncle Tom and his wife Betty met in Bristol Royal Hospital for Children. Uncle Tom loves helping people and he's a children's nurse. He's kind and sociable. He's got the perfect qualities to look after children. That's what Aunt Betty loves about him. Aunt Betty plays the violin in a band and she gave a concert in the children's hospital and they fell in love. Aunt Betty and Uncle Tom make a beautiful couple.
This is the end of task one. Now turn to task two. Task two. Listen to Anna and Callum talking about their teenage years. For questions 1 to 5, choose the correct answer, A, B or C. Write your answers in the table provided. Question 0 is an example. You have 1 minute and 30 seconds to read the questions.
When I was a teenager, I was quite extrovert and could never stop talking. I loved meeting people and going out with my friends, but I was also very hardworking. I took school very seriously. I really wanted to go to university. What about you, Callum? What were you like when you were a teenager?
I was the opposite. I was quite lazy. I always got bad marks and knew university wasn't for me. I wanted to get a full-time job in a restaurant. My parents wanted me to be more responsible and get work experience, so they asked me to get a part-time job while in high school. And that's what I did. I went to school and worked part-time as a paperboy in my local area in Chester.
Me too. I wanted to get my own money babysitting or as a part-time shop assistant in a women's fashion shop, but that wasn't a good idea for my parents. All I could earn was £3 an hour serving customers every Saturday at my dad's restaurant.
Really? Was that all you got? I got £5 an hour. I worked from Monday to Friday, so every morning I got up very early. I got ready in half an hour and off I went. I rode my bike to the newsagents to collect the newspapers. Then I had to ride around the streets to put the papers into the letterboxes of houses. It usually took me about an hour to do it all. Then I cycled for about 40 minutes to get to school. So that was quite a lot of exercise to start the day. But it was great fun.
Wow, you enjoyed it then. I remember I didn't like the uniform. The staff at my dad's restaurant wore the same uniform, you know, boys and girls. What I hated the most was the tie. I had to wear a white nylon top, that was okay, and black trousers that got dirty very easily. But the tie was just terrible and uncomfortable too. I didn't like it at all. I still hate uniforms now. You're lucky. You don't have to wear one. How did you get to start your own business?
I think my parents did well. I didn't go to university, but I got work experience. Computers and bikes are my passion, and after high school, I made money repairing bikes. Then I got a job as a shop assistant in a sports shop. And with that experience, I started my own online shop. And now I sell bikes online.
Now listen again.
When I was a teenager, I was quite extrovert and could never stop talking. I loved meeting people and going out with my friends, but I was also very hardworking. I took school very seriously. I really wanted to go to university. What about you, Callum? What were you like when you were a teenager?
I was the opposite. I was quite lazy. I always got bad marks and knew university wasn't for me. I wanted to get a full-time job in a restaurant. My parents wanted me to be more responsible and get work experience, so they asked me to get a part-time job while in high school. And that's what I did. I went to school and worked part-time as a paperboy in my local area in Chester.
Me too. I wanted to get my own money babysitting or as a part-time shop assistant in a women's fashion shop, but that wasn't a good idea for my parents. All I could earn was £3 an hour serving customers every Saturday at my dad's restaurant.
Really? Was that all you got? I got £5 an hour. I worked from Monday to Friday, so every morning I got up very early. I got ready in half an hour and off I went. I rode my bike to the newsagents to collect the newspapers. Then I had to ride around the streets to put the papers into the letterboxes of houses. It usually took me about an hour to do it all. Then I cycled for about 40 minutes to get to school. So that was quite a lot of exercise to start the day. But it was great fun.
Wow, you enjoyed it then. I remember I didn't like the uniform. The staff at my dad's restaurant wore the same uniform, you know, boys and girls. What I hated the most was the tie. I had to wear a white nylon top that was okay and black trousers that got dirty very easily. But the tie was just terrible and uncomfortable too. I didn't like it at all. I still hate uniforms now. You're lucky. You don't have to wear one. How did you get to start your own business?
I think my parents did well. I didn't go to university, but I got work experience. Computers and bikes are my passion, and after high school, I made money repairing bikes. Then I got a job as a shop assistant in a sports shop. And with that experience, I started my own online shop. And now, I sell bikes online.
This is the end of task 2 and the end of the listening test.